We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Friday. It's July 9th. It's 2021. And we have 14 baseball games to talk about here on today's slate. I'm joined by my good buddy, Chief Justice 06. Will, what's happening, my friend?
Nothing much. Here in Scott Fishbowl, trying to keep this draft going, seeing if I can beat a few of my comrades in the in my little area, because, you know, Stevie and I aren't in the same bracket. But, yeah, man, I'm having a good time, tons of fun. We were trying to get some draft stuff going before the pod, and, you know, we settled in on a few things. But, hey, you're not here to hear about our Scott Fishbowl. You're here to talk about baseball. Ready to roll, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Scott Fishbowl is fun. It's fun every year. That's what it's supposed to be. I mean, it's not about winning and all that stuff. It's about having fun. So hopefully anybody that's out there that's playing in the Scott Fishbowl, they're doing it to have some fun. Cause that's what it's all about. You reach for your guys to win the Scott Fishbowl. So many things have to go your way. So, I mean, I'm not taking anything away from who wins the Scott Fishbowl because it's a huge accomplishment. I'm just saying you have to have a lot go your way. We're drafting in July. We are like waivers don't start for so long from now. It's like I said, it's a ton of fun. So let's get into this baseball slate. Pitching on this slate is horrendous. You were pointing it out to me before we got started. It is bad. And this is what you get the weekend before the All-Star break. And that's where we're at. So should be a fun week of baseball, weekend of baseball. And then hopefully you guys enjoy a little bit of a break next week. I know I'm going to. I can't wait. The honey-do list is long, and I'm excited to tackle some of it. We get started here with the White Sox at Baltimore. This game has a 10 total. White Sox are a 140 favorite. We got Dallas Keuchel and Jorge Lopez. Any interest here in Keuchel?
No.
Yeah, it's going to be a quick pitchers. I don't have any interest in Lopez either. I mean, low strikeout pitchers. We don't have great pitching on the slate, but neither one of these guys fit the build. Any interest in the White Sox bats here?
All the White Sox bats. I like them. And I don't think Jorge Lopez is terrible. Just good hitting conditions here. You know, good ballpark. Give me the White Sox.
Yeah, I mean, really any of these guys. Lopez, he's not bad, but he gives up a lot of hard contact to both sides of the plate. So any of these power guys you want to target. My biggest problem with the White Sox here is the price. Goodwin is cheap. Sheets is still cheap. So you could kind of pair Mercedes, like he's cheap. But overall,
Garcia's cheap too.
Yeah, for sure. On the Baltimore side of things, I mean, when you're looking at Baltimore, they strike out a lot against left-handed pitching. But I mean, the guy that stands out to me the most here is Mancini at 4,300. If you're going to play him, you can look at Mountcastle. You can look at Hayes. The only problem with Mancini and Mountcastle is they took away Mountcastle's outfield eligibility. So you can really only play one of those guys, which kind of stinks for your stacks.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited about Baltimore on this slate, though. I mean, prices are still cheap, and it won't even matter because, you know, I'll just get this out of the way now. I'm not paying $10K for the guy at the top today. I can tell you that right now. So I'm very excited about Baltimore on this slate. I think they could get to Keuchel. Keuchel has not been good.
All right, we're moving on. We got Atlanta at Miami in this one. We have a 7.5 total in this game. Atlanta's a 136 favorite. Charlie Morton, Zach Thompson. Any interest here in Charlie Morton?
Absolutely. I actually just saw Charlie Morton pitch live against these same Miami Marlins in Atlanta. Was pitching well and then just had a meltdown. And I think perhaps he'll do a little better in Miami. So I like Charlie Morton at 9,600. He's definitely got 25-230 point upside if everything goes his way. I mean, he was hitting 97 on this past Sunday. My assumption is he's going to go in with a similar game plan because he was mowing these guys down and a few balls just got away from him. Next thing you know, Adam Duvall is hitting one out of the park. So I like Charlie Morton, 9,600. Probably going to be at the top of my list on this slate.
I mean, yeah, it's one of the better pitchers on this slate. This game has the lowest total of the totals that we have out so far. So, I mean, yeah, Charlie Morton makes a ton of sense here. He's in Miami. It's a ballpark upgrade. It's one of the better pitcher spots on the slate. And I mean, we don't really have a lot of options. We don't want to pay 9,600 for Charlie Morton, but we're going to pay 9,600 for Charlie Morton. The other side of this game, we got Zach Thompson. He just pitched against the Braves, did not have a bad start. He's not a bad pitcher. His pitch count is up. Any interest here in Zach Thompson?
I do have slight interest with Zach Thompson at home in Miami. Pretty good ballpark. I at 6,900 on this slate, I don't hate it. I also saw him. This was the exact same matchup, actually, Stevie. And Zach Thompson pitched well. I mean, a few got away from him. He's a young guy. Acuna took him deep. But overall, he pitched fairly well. So I don't mind playing Thompson at 6,900.
Acuna texted me and told me he was going to home run for you while you were there. So
great.
Glad it worked out. As far as the Atlanta bats, I mean, Albies is banged up. As far as Acuna, Freeman, these guys are always in play. It's just they're expensive. I don't see myself using them as a secondary stack here in Miami. What are your thoughts here on Atlanta bats?
I don't want to play either side of this game from a bats perspective. Atlanta's a potent offense, don't get me wrong, but I'm willing to pass for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a ton of interest in Miami either. Especially, like, Duvall's banged up. He's usually the guy that, like, I end up on the most. Moving on. We got Pittsburgh at New York. This is the same matchup as yesterday. It's Brubaker against Walker. There's potential rain again in this game. So we'll be paying attention to – they're not playing a doubleheader, are they? Because they'll take this game off the slate if they are. Let's look. Just really quickly looking. No doubleheader for this one. So any interest here in Brubaker?
No, I think I'm going to pass. He's not a bad pitcher either, but – I think I'm going to pass on this slate.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what to think here. The pitching is pretty bad. Brubaker's price is okay. Not a ton of strikeouts here for him, but I mean, I don't hate it. I don't hate it. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Tajon Walker, I think, you know, I said this yesterday, I think he's in a great spot. Nothing is changing my mind here. And, you know, looking at the pitching that we have on the slate, if the weather holds off in this game, I think Walker is in play.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we've kind of got to pay for him too a little bit. But who don't we have to pay for on this slate that may not be worth it? And Walker may, in fact, be worth the 9K price tag, considering what he's done a few games this season. So I don't hate Walker at all.
Bats in this game, anything standing out to you for Pittsburgh?
Not really. I mean, you know, they have some guys that have been hitting well. Like, you know, Cabrian Hayes has just, you know, been hitting well. But overall, I don't think I want to play Pittsburgh in this spot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a ton of interest in really either of these offenses. The Mets, they're just so expensive. I mean, Pete Alonso, if Nimmo is out and you get good lineup spots for like McNeil and Lindor, you can make a three-man stack here. Dom Smith's under 4K. But, I mean, this isn't City. This isn't like the best hitting conditions on the slate by any means.
Yeah, for sure. And especially if the weather holds us back again, I'd be more than willing to fade. I don't hate Michael Conforto, though, at 3,100. I feel like he's a good one-off. We know he's got a little power and can hit one out of the park at any time.
Philly at Boston. Vincent Velasquez against Garrett Richards. This game has an 11 total. Boston's a 139 favorite. One of the highest totals that we have on the slate. I mean, yeah. So what are your thoughts here on Vince Velasquez?
Yeah, gonna be a fade for me. Not gonna get involved with Velasquez on this slate at all.
Yeah, I'm just gonna pass here on Philly or on Vincent Velasquez anyway. Garrett Richards, 8K. I mean, this game has the highest total for a reason. I don't really have any interest in Richards either.
Yep. Nope.
All right. Bats in this game, the Philly Bats, they're definitely in play.
Absolutely, man. Odubel, Herrera, Segura, Real Muto. I mean, Stevie, the only guys on this team above 4K right now are Harper and McCutchen. I mean, excuse me, Harper and Hoskins. Sorry, I said Harper and McCutchen. I mean, Odubel's 31, Segura's 33, Real Muto 38, McCutchen 32, DD 38, Alec Baum 32. I mean, these are fantastic prices. I mean, my goodness, man, what is going on this last, you know, official Friday slate before the All-Star break? Gotta love the Phillies here.
Yeah, I mean, the Phillies are in a great spot. Boston's in a great spot. This whole game, I think this is going to be the popular game to kind of attack, and I think it makes a ton of sense. Both sides of this game. McCutchen's price is just laughable. He's one of the hottest hitters in this lineup right now. Had an awesome series in Wrigley, and I mean, the price is fantastic for him. So on the Red Sox side of things, I mean, you know, Devers, JD, Bogarts, you know, Kiki, Verdugo, all these guys in play. Don't forget about Renfro, righty-righty, doesn't matter.
Yeah, for sure. 3,700. I mean, this price for Renfro, and, you know, he's shown some power as well. I mean, up and down. You know, my boy Christian Vasquez, one of my favorite catcher plays all the time. I will one-off him at catcher to death. So don't forget about him in your stacks, especially if you're running five-mans.
Yeah, I don't really have anything else. Like, this game is fantastic. I don't have a lot to mention outside of the fact, like, all these guys are very much in play.
Absolutely.
Toronto at Tampa. They like to call it the city of the champions. Congratulations to Tampa Bay Lightning. Manoah and McCallahan. Any interest here in Manoah?
I don't hate Manoah at 7K, Stevie. I know he's going to have to pitch around a few lefties. You know, Brandon Lau, G-Man Choi, Franco, Meta. Like, he's going to have to pitch around some lefties. And Mr. Joey Wendell, who just seems to not strike out ever. But I still like Manoah here at 7K. I think the price is good.
Yeah, I mean, the price tag is fantastic. Tampa strikes out a ton, like you said. He just put up 37 fantasy points against this team. And now this game's in Tampa. It's a much better pitcher's ballpark. He should crush here. He really should. And then McCallahan on the other side of this game, facing one of the best offenses in baseball, very right-handed heavy. He's throwing like 70 to 80 pitches right now. And when he's pitching well, they'll let him go a little bit deeper. But, I mean, this is a lefty face in Toronto. What's your thoughts on him?
Yeah, just won't be playing him at all. I mean, I don't think there's any reason he should be priced above Manoah. I don't understand that, Stevie. Something's off in the algorithm there. But unless they know something, I don't know. Bottom line, I'm not playing him.
Yeah, I mean, it could just be Manoah is supposed to pitch on Thursday. The rain out, the pricing comes out probably before they even had it up. So that could be the only reason. Yeah. But, I mean, as far as the Toronto bats, Marcus Semien, Bichette, Vlad, Teoscar, Grichuk, they're all having really good season against left-handed pitching. What are your thoughts on the Toronto bats here?
Yeah, same thing, man. I mean, you know, don't forget about our boy Gurriel. You know, not saying he's lighting the world on fire, but, you know, he's got a little pop. I mean, gosh, man, the bottom of this, I mean, they've got Springer at 45, Teoscar at 43, Grichuk at 34, Gurriel at 3.5K, and Danny Jansen, if he cracks the lineup at 2K. You know, we can get a quality Toronto stack without the top three. I'm not saying we want to fade the top three. I'm not advising that at all. I'm just saying we've got some good secondary pieces, 4 through 9, to make this thing work for us.
Yeah, I mean, I think Toronto, if this game was in a different ballpark, I think they'd be the top stack on the slate. They're in a great spot here.
Yeah.
Tampa bats, anything standing out to you?
No,
here?
I'm not playing the Rays. They're all overpriced. I will say this. We've come a long way from 2K Wander Franco, haven't we? But anyway, I'm not touching any Rays.
I mean, yeah. Franco, he's good. We'll see. We'll see in a year or so. Yeah, I don't really have a ton of interest in the Tampa bats. I mean, if you're going to play Tampa, I think you three-man stack them. They're so expensive that you probably don't end up on them on the slate.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah, they're overpriced for sure.
Moving on. We got Kansas City at Cleveland. 9.5 total here. Cleveland a 134 favorites. McKenzie against Keller. Any interest here in Brad Keller?
No.
Yeah, I mean, the price
don't do it, Stevie. He's been getting destroyed this season.
Yeah, I know. I'll pass. Especially, like, Eddie Rosario's out of the lineup. He's been terrible this season, so it probably helps Cleveland. Any interest here in Tristan McKenzie?
I don't think so. And, I mean, I'm not saying McKenzie's bad. Excuse me, guys. I'm so sorry. I don't think I want to see. I mean, but you know, he's got some upside. We're gonna have to play some guys that we don't want to play. I don't think he makes the cut. I think Manoah is what cancels out half of these 8 and 9K pitchers. Like, I'm not playing him over Manoah today. So that's where I'm at.
If Tristan McKenzie was 7,500 on this slate, I'd have a ton of interest.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is the top prospect in the Cleveland organization. They sent him back down to AAA to work on command. He's just struggling with command. And, like, this is one of the things that, like, all the scouts, like, praised him on. So I don't know. He's still walking guys. He walked 10 guys in 16 innings in his 4 AAA starts. I was looking it up before we got started here. 19 strikeouts in those 16 innings, and, like, you know, that's fantastic. But, I mean, he should be on normal rest. I think it was Saturday, maybe Sunday, that he pitched. So he'll be on normal rest here. 9,400 is my biggest thing here. The price, he's overpriced. Any interest in the Kansas City bats?
You know, maybe Mr. O'Hearn, who just kind of continues to be fairly cheap most games at 3K, as just kind of for one-off power. I think that's about it, though. I don't want to stack up Kansas City, but I don't mind a one-off on Hearn.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could stack Kansas City here. And like, hear me out. This is a guy that, even in the minors, gives up a lot of fly balls and gives up a lot of home runs. He's struggling with command, walking a lot of people. Nobody's going to be on Kansas City here. It's a 14-game slate, and, like, if he starts walking people and starts giving up home runs, like, fantasy points are going to add up really quick. So I don't hate Kansas City in this spot. I mean, the prices on these guys are fantastic. Yeah, you got to pay up for Perez, but that gives you an edge at catcher. But, I mean, Benintendi is 3.3. O'Hearn is 3K. Soler is 3K. Dozier's 2.8K. I mean, the pricing on these guys, you can get top-end pitching. You can get a stack that has upside. And, I mean, it just makes a little sense. Any interest here on the Cleveland side?
Love Cleveland today, Stevie. I do understand what you're saying with Kansas City. Cesar Hernandez, 3,800. Sign me up. Ahmed Rosario, 4,500. Sign me up. Jose Ramirez, 51. Sign me up. Franny, Rami, Bradley. I love this team today, man. I know, you know, our good friend, Mr. Eddie Rosario, is out of the lineup, but I've been attacking Brad Keller almost all year, and it works out almost every time. Sign me up for the Cleveland Indians today.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun. It's always fun stacking. It's always fun stacking against Brad Keller. Yeah, I mean, Cleveland's in play. I mean, Bradley, Ramirez especially. And then if you want to throw in some of these cheaper bats, Franmil being back obviously helps the Cleveland stack because he gives that upside and that ceiling.
3,900 too.
Yeah, he's still so cheap. His price will eventually catch up.
Yeah.
We got Oakland at Texas. Cole Irvin, Jordan Lyles, 9 total here. Oakland's a 133 favorite. Any interest here in Cole Irvin?
Oh, man. I feel like I should have some interest, Stevie, just because, you know, Texas, man, they strike out so much. And then guess what I do, Steve? I look at this price and I see 8,800. And I say, there's no way I'm paying $8,800 for Cole Irvin. I'm just not doing it. I can't play him.
Yeah, I mean, the price, it's a matchup that he could win and have a really strong start. It's a matchup that could be all over the place too. I don't think I end up on Irvin at 8,800 and Jordan Lyles on the other side of this game. I mean, he's been pitching better of late. But I mean, he's 8,400 too.
Yep. And he's going to sit on the $8,400 shelf, not playing him.
Yeah. He's going to sit on that shelf for me too. Oakland bats. I mean, Lyles is a guy that gives up plenty of home runs to left-handed bats. It's just, I mean, Olsen, it's so tough to one-off, you know, first baseman. What are your thoughts here on Oakland?
Yeah, I think we stack Oakland and let it ride. I mean, I know we got Tony Kemp leading off, and, you know, I'm not saying he's a world beater, but we can get him at second base or outfield. I like this stack anyway. I think Olsen, we've got Lowry, so we'd probably play Kemp in the outfield so we can get Lowry at second. I definitely think if nothing else, we can mini stack these lefties, or we could go the wraparound with Seth Brown if he's in the lineup. So Kemp, Olsen, Lowry, I don't hate at all. I really like everybody on Oakland. Like, I think Sean Murphy's one of my favorite catchers on the day. Even at 4,500. I just like this team. You got Steven Piscotty at 2,700. If he's in the lineup, it's just a fantastic spot for them. I like this team as a whole.
Texas side. I mean, Joey Gallo is one of the hottest hitters in baseball right now. Yeah. It just seems like he's homering every day at this point. really wants to get traded. You can see that. I mean, it's a lefty lefty matchup. Garcia 4.2 is probably my favorite here for Texas,
yeah,
and like playable across the board. What are your thoughts here on Texas?
Yeah, I like Texas, man. Dallas, like you said, he at 4,200. I think he's probably I like him as a one-off, especially. Like Texas as a whole, but I think if I don't get to a stack situation, a Dallas one-off, sign me up.
All right, Cincinnati at Milwaukee. We got Wade Miley against Eric Lauer. 8.5 total. Pick 'em game. Any interest here in Wade Miley?
Stevie, I have interest in $9,700 Wade Miley, and I do. I think, you know, with this team, you know, with the K rates they've had this season, Miley's a guy that shouldn't get blown up too much. The question is, can he get some strikeouts today on the cutter? If he can get a few strikeouts, by a few, I mean four. If he can get four Ks and limit the damage today, he may end up with 20 fantasy points, Stevie. So I like Miley today at 97. Do I think he should be priced along with Charlie Morton? No. But, you know, on this slate, I trust him more than a lot of guys. Now, I still don't like him more than Manoah, clearly, but I am willing to roll the dice on him on a guy that should limit the damage and not give up a whole bunch of runs.
If he wasn't 9,700, this would be such an easy decision.
I know, that's why I had to sigh, but it's like, man.
Yeah, I mean, what year are we in? We're really considering Wade Miley Charlie Morton combo in the upper 9K range. Like, I don't even know what to think here. But I mean, like, you're not wrong. They're gonna have Yelich in there, and he strikes out a ton. If they play some of these lefties in that lineup, I mean, even like Adames, he has a ton of power, but he has a 36% K rate against left-handed pitching this season. I think it matters way – like, you have to look at the lineup. When you're wanting to play $9,700 Wade Miley, you're going to have to look and see who's in the Milwaukee lineup here. On the other side of this game, Eric Lauer – he has some strikeout upside, and there's a lot of strikeouts in this lineup. If he was 7,100, I would be so interested in him here. I hate the price tag. I mean, I know I feel like I keep saying the same thing over and over, but that's just where I'm at. What are your thoughts?
Sure,
yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't want to, I'm not playing Lauer. I can tell you that right now. Just not doing it. 9,100. Maybe is he Wade Miley in a Milwaukee uniform? Maybe. I don't trust him as much. Just can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's just where I'm going to end up. It's just where I'm going to end up. Like, it's just, I mean, I don't have a ton of interest in bats in this game. I think that's something to kind of note here. Let's talk Cincinnati bats. I mean, Nick Castellanos is always someone you can play, especially against a lefty. What are your thoughts here when it comes to Cincinnati?
Yeah, I mean, I do think they're possibly on the list. You know, Lauer's giving up some hard contact. Nick does look good. I mean, he's got 714 ISO, 53% hard hit rate against this pitch. Lauer's throwing about 92.39 miles per hour on average. Looks like Sticky Nicky may get a hold of one and send it out of the park today. Friend of the podcast, Nick Castellanos, definitely on the list. Eugenio Suarez, 333 ISO, 57% hard hit rate. I mean, they look good. I mean, even Kyle Farmer looks good if he's in the lineup. I think I like a few Cincinnati bats here.
Yeah, like I said, I like Castellanos. I don't really have a ton of interest outside of him. Maybe Suarez at 4K. Like you said, his price is fantastic. Stevenson at catcher. Maybe I can get into a three-man here. As far as Milwaukee goes, I mean, Adames and Garcia are the two guys you want, but are you really paying over 5K for these guys? I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. You know, the whiff rates on this. So Adames has a 29% whiff rate on the cutter. Garcia at 24%, which isn't crazy. But even the rest of this lineup, Keston, 48% whiff rate on the cutter. Jackie Bradley, 38%. Christian Yelich, 42% whiff rate on the cutter. I mean, Jesus. I mean, I'm not playing anyone from Milwaukee. No one.
All right. We got the Yankees at the Astros. Cortez sounds like he's going to throw a few innings in this game. Don't really expect him to go too deep here. And then Odorizzi on the other side. Do you have any interest here in Cortez?
No.
I like the price. 4K for a guy on a slate that has very iffy pitching, but I mean, it's a tough matchup against a team that doesn't strike out very much. Odorizzi is 10K. This is the easiest fade on the slate for me. I don't even care. If Odorizzi goes out and put us up 30, congratulations, Jake Odorizzi. I'm still fading you.
Yeah, you know for sure I'm not playing Jake Odorizzi. Just not doing it. Not doing it. Not at 10K. If he was 8K, Stevie, we might be having a discussion. Not doing it.
I'm not going to run to play Yankees bats. I mean, any of the right-handed power bats that you want to play, Odorizzi is kind of reverse splits, always has been. What are your thoughts here on the Yankees bats?
I mean, Luke Voit's 3,600, Gio's 37. Don't hate those guys. Stanton is 46. So we could squeeze together a little 4-5-6 action if they were to run those guys together. I don't hate some Yankees power here. They're not at like the top of my list, but at these prices, I'm more than willing to roll the dice.
Yeah, I mean, the more I think about it, the more I think the Yankees stack is in play. Odorizzi is a guy that gives up a lot of power to both sides of the plate, a lot of fly balls. The Yankees are such a boom bust offense too. And man, I mean, the prices are really nice. Any interest here in the Houston bats against this lefty?
Yeah, I mean, Houston's just, you know, overall as a team, man, just hasn't been striking out. I say that on a day that Frankie Montas just absolutely had his way with them. But I still like Houston. When you look at the K rates, everything looks good. I mean, Altuve, 13% K rate against lefties. Brantley, 14%. Correa, 13%. Now Alvarez does has a 27.4% K rate. Gurriel at 6, Tucker at 12. You got the bottom of this lineup that may strike out a little bit, but the main guys, man, they're in there. So really excited about Houston. We probably won't see as much of Cortez as, you know, I think 3 or 4 innings, Stevie, we think, and then he's out of there. But that could still be enough time for Houston to get off here.
All right. The bullpen, the Yankee bullpen is so scary. Such a scary bullpen to face here. Detroit at Minnesota. We got Manning against Maeda in this one. This game has a 9.5 total. Minnesota's a 138 favorite. Any interest here in Manning?
Nope.
Or I guess it could potentially. Yeah, it's Manning. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yep. No interest.
Yeah, I mean, I read the wrong line. It's a 9.5 total, and Minnesota's a 220 favorite. I was like, why is Kenta Maeda not a huge favorite against Matt Manning? Yeah, I don't have any interest in Manning. Kenta Maeda, this price tag is silly. I mean, he's going to be one of the highest known pitchers on the slate. If you're playing a lot of lineups, sure, you could go underweight, but like, you're not fading him. I'm not fading him. Like, I just, how do you fade a guy going up against Detroit at 7,100? I mean, probably coming off of his best start of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. 7,100. I mean, he's on the list. I mean, look, if you're really trying to get a hold of some bats, I mean, you could possibly do a Maeda, Manoa combo, and you may be able to get there on this slate, Stevie. That might be the play, to just take those two guys and load up on the bats that you like. At any rate, we already know Kenta Maeda in play at 7,100.
Detroit bats, I mean, this is the best hedge stack on the slate if you want to roll the dice and take a shot. I mean, you don't feel good about it. There's a reason that they're a plus 200 dog here. But I mean, everybody is going to be playing. Yeah, everybody's going to be playing Maeda here.
Yeah, he's going to be high up there. I mean, I'm thinking 40-ish percent probably, Stevie, you think, at that price?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I don't know. It's a big slate. It might get a little lower, but I mean, I don't.
The pitching is so bad, though. Like, it's bad today.
I mean, the other side, Minnesota is a great team to target here. I don't think a lot of people will be on them. Maybe they're on them, but I think they're a great team to target.
Yeah, for sure. I like Minnesota. You know, man is mainly throwing fastball right now. You know, young guy. He's throwing around 93 miles per hour right on the nose. Jorge Polanco, 95% contact rate. Nelly Cruz, 83% contact rate with a 500 ISO. Josh Donaldson, 75% contact rate with a 400 ISO. Mr. Larnack, and he's got 100% contact rate, 200 ISO. Max Kepler, 84% contact rate, 492 ISO. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this team is destroying the fastball here. I really like Minnesota on this slate. Really do.
Yeah, I really like them too. I'm with you. I think this is a really underrated spot for them. Washington at San Francisco. Espanol against Logan Webb is expected to start here. We'll see. Any interest here in Espino?
No.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in him either. Logan Webb coming off the IL, hasn't pitched since May, over a month. I don't think he'll get full pitch count here. I think he'll have a pitch count, especially with the All-Star break coming up. I don't have any interest in you.
Yep, negative. No interest.
Washington bats, anything standing out to you here?
I mean, I think this is a good stack spot. Outside of Turner and Soto, everybody else is very fairly priced. Josh Bell, 45. Castro, 29. Yan Gomes, finally back down to earth at 28. So I like this team as a stack here.
I like San Francisco too. I think San Francisco is super interesting here. And I mean, they're expensive, so maybe they're going to be really loaned.
Yeah, I like San Francisco. A lot of these, kind of guys down further at the bottom of the order aren't as expensive. We think Lamont Wade's going to play. I mean, he's questionable. Posey's questionable.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
It could be a weaker lineup. So, I mean, that's definitely something to note.
Yeah. I guess this is one we keep an eye on because, if those guys are out, then we're going to end up with probably two more cheap guys, which would mean Yaz and Mr. Brandon Crawford, who's hitting a home run every other game, are the only kind of real expensive guys. So I think, this is one we keep our eye on and monitor throughout the day.
All right, rolling along here. We got Arizona at LA taking on the Dodgers. Blast from the past game here. We got Madison Bumgarner against David Price. Bumgarner coming off of the IL. I mean, I don't really expect How deep do we think he pitches here? 70 pitches?
Yeah, that's what I think. And he might not make it through 70, Stevie. Oh, this feels like a spot the Dodgers light him up. Man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it wouldn't shock me. And then David Price on the other side, he's 6,200, but he doesn't, like, he's just not pitching deep right now. Until he proves us that he's going to throw deep into a game, I just don't see how we could play him.
Yep, not touching Davey Price. Not at all.
All right, let's talk bats here. Anything standing out to you for Arizona?
Nothing crazy. I mean, you know, who do we think's gonna come in after Price?
Any ideas? No clue.
I mean, Christian Walker's 2,200, man. Jesus. As Drubal's 21, like, this team's pretty cheap right now. I think we can get in on some one-off action with some Christian Walker at 22 facing Price at least one time through the order.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate how cheap Arizona is. Escobar, Ahmed, all these guys are super cheap. On the Dodgers side, again, another stack that I really like. Madison Bumgarner is not the same Madison Bumgarner that we know and love. Yeah.
Yep, I'm in. And the more I look at it, Stevie, the more I may be getting excited about the double 7K at pitcher and do a little prayer before I put my lineup in. because if the 7K guys can come work out for us, you know, I don't think a lot of people are going to end up on the Dodgers because Mookie's 54, Muncy's 58, Turner's 54, Bellinger 45. Like, you know, any teams with the top three or four guys in the 5K range, like a Tampa Bay, who I'm just not going to play, I don't think we see ownership on them, which has me very excited.
All right, Colorado at San Diego. We got Freeland, and it sounds like it's going to be Blake Snell. We'll see. Any interest here in Kyle Freeland?
Absolutely not.
He's like, I'm going to one up my no with an absolutely no. Don't do it. Zero interest in Freeland for me. And then Snell, I mean, this is a fantastic matchup on paper, but something's wrong with him. Something's going on with him. I'm out.
Yeah, same for me with Snell. I mean, and he's had like a few games this season where he's popped off. Like he had that one against the Mets, and then he had another one, Stevie. And guess who it was against? Colorado. But I don't think we can do it. I take that back. I think we can do it. God, I mean, he's 8,300. He's not in cash, but he's like the tournament play extraordinaire, Stevie. This has 30 points written all over it if he comes and gets himself together. Maybe he's hurt. You know, he's coming off of an injury here, struggled to build up his strength following his previous start. May not start Friday as scheduled. We'll see. But if he does start, I think he's in play for tournaments, deep, deep tournament stuff.
Any interest here in the Colorado bats?
No.
Man, I have a ton of interest in Trevor Story, but outside of him, no real interest here. Story throughout his career, good against lefties. If Snell is going to struggle, Story is going to be the guy to beat him. So I think Trevor Story is in play for tournaments. And then on the San Diego side, I mean, all the righties. All the righties are in play. Tatis might be the top hitter on the slate.
Yeah, man. They got my boy Ha-Seong Kim. Looks like he may be in the lineup here. I'm excited about this, Stevie. This guy was a stud in the KBO. I mean, a stud, Stevie. Ha-Seong Kim, look him up. 2,400. If he's in the lineup, I'm playing me some Ha-Seong Kim against Kyle Freeland. The ball may be out of the park before the bat even touches the ball. That's how good this kid was in KBO.
Yeah, I mean, and he's 2,400, so that helps, yeah. Like you said. So, all right, We got last one here. We got the Angels at Seattle. Alex Cobb, Marco Gonzalez. Both of these guys are really expensive. Any interest here in Alex Cobb? Oh, look, this game has an 8.5 total, and the Angels are 125 favorite.
Look, if I've got interest in Wade Miley, I have to have interest in Alex Cobb. He's got more K stuff than Wade Miley. So I'm in. I don't hate it at all. I don't like the price, but the slate is trying to force us into something. And I don't think Alex Cobb is the worst pitcher on this slate. I group him in right with Miley. I'd probably take Cobb over Miley because of the K stuff. So I'm in.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't like the price, but
it could work out. I mean, it could work out. Like, I mean, I don't know. I could see him like put up 25 plus here. I think this is just one of those slates. We're all said and done. We're in the 14th game. I think this is one of those slates where you're just like, I'm going to overpay for pitching today, and there's nothing I can do about it. Right. I mean, that I think that's how you're just going to have to attack this slate outside of Kenta Maeda. Marco Gonzalez on the other side of this game. I know the Angels aren't at 100%, but this guy is struggling. He's giving up a ton of home runs right now. I have zero interest in him.
Yeah. And he's a guy I wouldn't have played anyway at this price. He's never a high K guy anyway. So, yep, not playing Marco.
Any interest here in the Angels bats?
Don't hate Max Stassi. Today, $3,900 at catcher. I think that's going to be a good price. I'm with you. I may end up stacking the Angels with some of these cheap bats. I like some of these cheap bats here. So I'm in on the Angel stack, especially because of these prices. Very affordable.
Yeah, I mean, Stassi, like you said, price is fantastic. Yeah, I know, like, we're not getting any, like, Upton, Trout, Rendon. They're all going to be back after the All-Star break. So, I mean, this is going to look like a pretty weak lineup, but, I mean, there's some value here. Marco Gonzalez has been giving up a lot of home runs, so
yeah,
that's always fun. Any interest here in the Seattle bats?
I don't mind Kyle Seager, 3,800 one-off. I don't hate that at all.
Yeah, you could even take shots on Cobb and Seager together. I mean, that's not something crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's play the morning grind game, and then we're going to get out of here for not only the weekend, but for the All-Star break. We won't be back till next Friday. I think it's you next Friday too, Will.
Yeah, man, sure. I think so. Yeah.
You get the last one before the All-Star break and the first one back from the All-Star break. So under 8K to get six or more strikeouts, who you got today?
Going with Manoa. Going with my guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be crazy not to say Kenta Maeda. Over 8K to score under 15. I think there's a few options up here today for sure.
Yeah, a few. Give me Jordan Lyles, actually.
Yeah. I'm going to go Jaco DeRizzi. I'm going to go the highest guy.
There's so many today. This yeah. is probably the easiest we've had.
Yeah, I mean, you want to pay up for pitching, I think, to get different. Cobb, Miley, Morton. But, I mean, there's some really bad. Like, Tajon Walker, his price makes a lot more sense at 9K after we got down. Over 4K to go yard. Who do you got today?
This is a guy I like a whole lot, Stevie. Go ahead and get your exposure now, folks. Nope. Never mind. Oh, he is on 4K. Yes, yes. Trey Mancini. He barely made it, Stevie. Trey Mancini.
I mean, I'm going to go Vlad.
I like it.
It's hard not to. I really debated on going Hoskins, but I'm going to go Vlad. Under 4K to get two hits. Who do you got today?
Give me... Oh, no. These seem a lot more tough today than Give me Max Dawson.
All right, I like that one. I'm going to go Brian Goodwin.
I like it.
Against Lopez, he's been hitting the ball well. Give me a stack to score six or more runs, Will.
Cleveland in the house.
All right, I like it. not only am I going to say Jake Odorizzi doesn't get there, I'm going to say the Yankees score at least six runs on him today. Yeah. Will, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, man. Everybody enjoy your All-Star break. Start cooking out. I fired up my grill this over the weekend. It was fantastic. Get out there and slap you some meat on that thing or some vegetables if you're vegan or vegetarian. Those are fantastic as well.
All right. Yes, enjoy the All-Star break. That's going to wrap it up here for Friday. Have a great weekend. Have a great All-Star break. Plenty of NASCAR action this weekend. So excited for that. We'll be back next Friday. See you guys in a week.